Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker. And he's sarcastic saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll!
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime? Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country.
And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Done those imitations, those little jokes. Do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph McCullough on Infowars.com that has all the cited information? The latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome. No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. An American, and that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
Pesky earth creatures.
All right, folks, the big debate with Nick Fuentes, who I have dubbed the baby Hitler. It is. All right, I'll tell him I'm going to joke around, but it's just too much fun. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, a forbidden website. Do not share it.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there, because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
On it. We'll be fine. They don't have the courage of their convictions, and it makes them a tough adversary because it's like fighting a ghost. Like, we are solid in what we believe. We believe in the family. We believe in Western culture. We believe in Jesus Christ. That's stalwart. That's set in stone. They're just moving all over the place. Whatever it takes to win. Cheating on elections, supporting Nazis, whatever works, they do it. How do you fight them?
You recognize who they are. Everything they say is a lie.
Yeah. And every time they're confronted with that lie, there is a kind of energy in there, an almost sacred energy in the swastika, that it's so hated. It's treated so negatively. It's like the center of the liberal morality is don't be Hitler. So there's so much like invested in it that it weirdly becomes sacred and becomes powerful. And so when Kanye tapped into that, now what exactly does Kanye know about Hitler? Is he an actual fascist? I don't think so. Whatever. He's tapping into some kind of dark energy that's very powerful and maybe destructive and chaotic as well, but is powerful nevertheless. And he was willing to do that in a way that ultimately Alex Jones isn't. Alex Jones belongs in the Ron Paul era, you know, where it's like, we believe in free speech and our constitution, and we hate the Nazis, the liberals are the real Nazis, or whatever. That, in some ways, even as wild as Alex Jones can be, he's ultimately still trapped in that moral cage of the liberals he despises. He agrees with them on their most fundamental issue. Kanye was like going to the dark magic. He was going there. He was tapping into that energy, a place where Alex Jones dares not tread. So I just think that in itself is really remarkable and it's demonstrating something. It's revealing something about the world. I think it is kind of taking us to a new place in a way. And you can complain about it all. I mean, of course, the ADL complains about it. Whine. But like, what can you say about it? I mean, he probably does have some serious, you know, mental struggles. He has some personal struggles. So do I. But, you know, he's authentic. He's speaking his truth. He's being real. He's actually having the conversation that people want.
So, yay, he's like the Joker. And he's been saying, you know, I'm like a superhero. I'm like doing something heroic, blah, blah, blah. But he said the other day in the office, he's like, but I feel more like Joker. He's that. And I was dying at that. But it's true, you know, because like your Alex Jones and your Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're like the other criminals in Gotham, in Dark Knight. They're like the mob bosses. and they bring in Joker to kill the Batman. You know, they bring in Ye for the publicity. They bring him in to take care of a problem, which is, you know, they want to get traffic or whatever it is on their website. And so just like how the criminals bring in the Joker and Joker burns all the money and says, all you care about is money. This town is a better class criminal. And they're all like horrified. They're like, and they're criminals. They kill people and they're murderers. And they're like, who is this? It's the same thing. It's like Alex Jones and Marge. They bring this guy in and Ye is like, oh, you people care about his money.
It's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
And then it's people like me. I'm like the hungry dog.
Let's see how loyal a hungry dog really is.
You know, I'm them, you know. Tryouts. You know, he breaks the pool cue and throws it on the floor. Greuther, fight to the death. That's just who he is. He's an artist. He's a genius. And above all that, he's right.
So I thought I'd play a few of the clips I saw on the internet of kind of the other side. Burn it all down. Bring down the system. But, you know, Klaus Schwab says he wants an angrier world. They want to bring down the system and bring in a new system. So I've never really been accused by anybody credible of being loyal opposition or getting a call from the ADL and told what to say. And I'm sure when Nick, you know, and others have said that, that's tongue-in-cheek. No, I legitimately don't like Genghis Khan. I don't like Adolf Hitler. I don't like Mao Zedong. I don't like Joseph Stalin or V.I. Lenin. I don't like the ADL and their incredible authoritarianism, and I've been pushing really hard to stop them destroying our First Amendment. But, you know, you can dislike Hitler and also dislike the ADL in my worldview, and I know it's the naughty, naughty thing to come up here and say you love Hitler, but I don't agree with that. I agree with people's First Amendment. I agree they shouldn't be penalized for it, and that's why I created a platform for that. One of the biggest things probably ever, definitely the most views we've ever had for one event. I mean, Endgame got watched 100 million times, like 80-something million times on Google Video before they took it down. But that, you know, that took a couple of years to do before they took it down. But this is definitely one of the biggest things we've ever done. But it just kind of, to me, was very interesting. It was thought-provoking. And, of course, we see people like Scott Adams saying, oh, I see what Ye did. He's trying to overturn the whole chessboard. So is that really what went on? So before we have a debate or an argument, I'd like to give Nick some time to give his views. We really haven't talked much other than briefly Sunday about him coming on today, about what he thinks really went on there. Because some people thought I staged that and I was in on it or something. No, I didn't know what was going on. It's kind of like Trump didn't know what was going on to a greater extent. I knew who I was meeting with. And then I had seen clips of Nick saying he didn't support Hitler and actually wasn't anti-Semitic. He just didn't like what some of the Jewish mafia is doing, claiming everybody's a Nazi, doesn't agree with him. So I just kind of saw this really as an enigma of what's really going on. So uncensored, unfiltered, Nick Fuentes joins us for the next hour and 42 minutes or so. Nick, thanks for joining us. What do you want to talk about first, or will you humor me and tell me what the hell you think happened a week and a half ago here in the studio?
Yes, well, hello, Alex. Great to be with you. I'll humor you, and we could talk a little bit about how the show went down. For anybody that thinks it was staged, of course, it wasn't. And people, they have all these ideas about where this is coming from, where Ye is coming from with these new ideas and with these kinds of things. And people have talked about mental illness, and they've said that people like me are giving him ideas or handling him. People have speculated that the walkout on Tim Pool or the show that we did with you was staged. And I can assure you, I've been working with Ye for the last 3 weeks. Nothing is staged. And nobody can handle him. Nobody can influence him. He's his own man. And as far as the mental illness remarks goes, you know, I've met manic people before. I've known bipolar people. He's not a bipolar or an unstable person. In fact, he's highly energetic, vigorous, works all day, creative. I really can't say enough positive things about him. But with regards to the appearance on your show, what I've noticed is that Ye has started this conversation with the DEFCON 3 tweet about the Jews. He went on your show and he said that he loves Hitler. And what's, I think, the most remarkable about this is everybody is fixated on the remark. What did you mean by DEFCON 3? What did you mean by you love Hitler? What do you love about Hitler? What does DEFCON mean? Is that a threat? And so on. And he's done several interviews. He did an interview with Piers Morgan, with Lex Fridman, with Tim Pool, with you, with Gavin. And in all the interviews, it's so focused on the Hitler. It's focused on the Jewish. And for a lot of people, they might say, oh, well, of course, that's an outrageous thing to say. It's so provocative. And maybe that was the intention. Maybe it was about publicity. Maybe it was staged. But if you listen to what the man is saying, he has said, what got us to this point? I think that it's almost, it says something in itself that the conversation is about the remark rather than all the, in my opinion, far more outrageous things going on all around, which is that right now the ADL is shaking down Congress for $500 million. I don't know if people realize that. Submitted an appropriations request in response to the interview we did. Now, you've got, you know, whether you thought it was entertaining, whether you thought it was revolutionary, you have Ye with a mask on, with a yoo-hoo and a net saying, I love Hitler. And the ADL shaking the cup with Congress. We need $500 million to fight anti-Semitism. It's outrageous. He's been banned from the bank. He's had his deals shut down by Nike and Adidas to the tune of billions of dollars over 10 years. And the list goes on and on and on.
Stay there. I hear what you're saying, but then that's the what people ask. And I don't think this is the case. That is Ye secretly like an ADL operative to get them funding. So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Alex Jones.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jones, and this being my broadcast, is I really didn't know that Ye was going to come here and do that. I didn't know that Nick Fuentes was going to agree with him. I understand their First Amendment. I understand when the ADL on the left says it's inherently racist and evil to be white or to be Christian, that they've crossed that Rubicon and basically become what they say Hitler was. So at that point, you know, Ye isn't taking people's bank accounts away and spying on folks on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and wanting $500 million from Congress for this hate task force to basically silence anybody that criticizes any of the leftist operations. So I don't like any of that. I'm a big enemy of it. The ADL singles me out at their big events and wants me destroyed. My only frustration is I legitimately, Nick, have studied World War II and also had family that was in World War II, and know that a bunch of the top Nazis tried to kill Hitler, like Erwin Rommel and people, and that Stalin admired Hitler and you know, all the rest of this. I don't like Stalin either. And so just because what was done to Germans was wrong in World War One, and there were also war crimes against Germans, in my view, just let's just get the Hitler thing out of the way. Do you actually admire Adolf Hitler?
In some ways, yes. And I'm not a national socialist, and I'm not a, you know, I wouldn't identify that way because I'm a Christian. So I'm not any kind of a socialist or a fascist. I like Ye, believe we should have a Christian government. It's a Christian country. God runs the world. We should have a government in accordance with that. But honestly, I don't share this histrionic Jewish view that Hitler is this exceptionally boogeyman, evil figure. The 20th century is full of violence. The 20th century is full of authoritarian ideologies run rampant, and that's a product of modernism and liberalism and all kinds of trends. But this idea that my life is in any way impacted by Hitler, I have a lot more animosity for the ADL. I have a lot more animosity for the ZOA. I have a lot more animosity for the groups that have actually made my life and the life of my family materially worse personally and across the board with the society. I'm sick of being expected by Jewish media and Holocaust museums to beat my chest like you kind of did the other week and say, oh, I hate Hitler. Hitler's a... You know, it's like this weird, it's like 1984, you know, when they put the face on the TV and everybody's got to get all wound up.
You're talking about 10 minutes of hate. Well, I legitimately hate Stalin, hate Mao, hate Hitler, hate the ADL, hate Barack Obama, hate the Democratic Party. And I've always, remember me on Piers Morgan? I didn't get a call from the ADL when I was on Piers Morgan, the most popular thing he ever did, the biggest thing CNN did that year, they had the ratings. They had like 50 million viewers for that. Their average show had like 10 million back then. And I said, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again. I've always criticized Hitler. I've made documentaries about the Bush family helping fund Hitler and the British royalty. So where we have a sticking point is that Alex got the call as you sent out on social media. And I'm just curious, do you think I actually got a call to come out and criticize Hitler? You think that's a new thing for me?
No, no, I know that you're very vocally anti-Hitler over the years. I know that you're more of a libertarian, and so you have this view of history which lumps in together Mao, Stalin, Hitler as authoritarians versus freedom fighters, capitalists, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. So I'm familiar with your show and all of that. And honestly, it was a little bit glib. You called me baby Hitler. I said, you got a call. You know, quite honestly, it's banter, but it is well known that you don't really talk about this issue. You're more talking about New World Order, Bill Gates, and these sort of obscure conspiracy theories like Bilderberg. My show is a lot more focused on, you know, what you might call the Jewish question, which is, what are we to do about this Jewish elite, these Jewish gangsters that run our Christian country?
I think that's a debate that should be had, because there's no doubt that leftism and the whole globalist power grab has wrapped itself in Judaism as its defense. And I would call the FTX folks and the federal regulators who all involved in this basically are Jewish, who are out there doing that, are criminals who happen to be Jewish who are hiding behind Judaism. But I don't then blame the average Jew for that. So I think that's the difference. Kind of like when Ye and you were on with Gavin McGinnis, and he's like, well, you know, blacks commit as proportionate more crime than the other group, but you don't just blame the average black person. Do you just not trust a Jew when they come in the room? And Ye goes, yeah, I don't, you know. To me, that's what I'm saying is, I do believe in Martin Luther King, that we judge individuals by who they are and what they do, not by what color they are or where they're from. But go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that in principle, but we also have to understand that it's not that these people happen to be Jewish. I think that's the big source of the disagreement, is these are what we're told in the last few weeks when Ye makes these remarks about the Jewish media or Jewish Hollywood or so on, is, well, these are individuals. These are people that we've got to name them individually, and these are people that happen to be bad, or rather they are bad and happen to be Jewish. But I think there's something about their Jewishness that makes it this way. And I think that is really the source of the disagreement. My morality is not bound up in this authoritarian versus freedom thing. It's about God versus the devil. And the curious fact about the Jewish religion, which all the Jewish people that came to America in the last century as immigrants were religious. When the people came over at Ellis Island in the late 19th and early 20th century, they came from these rabbinical communities. They were all very religious. And so you've got all the Jews in America, elite, not elite. They're one, two, or three generations removed from these very religious, rabbinical Jewish communities. What's curious about the Jewish religion is it's the only one that has an extreme antipathy for Jesus Christ. Muslims revere Jesus as a prophet. Buddhists, Hindus, they review Jesus as a wise teacher. We all agree that Jesus existed. It's only the Jews that say that Jesus is burning in hell, boiling in semen and excrement, and say that his mother is a whore. And so you take these people that come from Europe, and again, it's their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren who are now in charge of the elite institutions.
Well, sure. I mean, Nick, I'll say this. Ethan Klein came out on his huge podcast and said, I would murder Jesus again. Jews should, you know, basically kill Christians. And you didn't say kill Jews. So he went further than you and Ye, and no one decried it. And that is wrong. He said, I'm Jewish. I want to kill Jesus again. We should kill Jesus. We should basically kill Christians. And when he said it, it was like cute and funny, and the media loved it. You didn't call for violence against anybody. So on a scale of me disagreeing with you, you're a one, and Klein and the ADL are a 10. Look, I'm not friends with the ADL. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that any authoritarian movement, I think, is extremely dangerous. And we're not faced with Hitler today. We're faced with the ADL and other authoritarian movements. So I think coming out and invoking Hitler almost gives those groups cover. And now, as you said, they're trying to get $500 million from Congress.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I think maybe that's more of a tactical disagreement. And I told you over the weekend, maybe this is my youth. You know, I'm willing to humble myself and say I'm young and zealous and idealistic, as everybody can relate to that. But I do think I might be onto something here, which is that we've watched for 20, 30 years and things just keep getting worse. And we saw what happened in 2020. The election was stolen. The whole first term was rigged. And Trump comes back even weaker than before. And I'm like, when are we going to confront head on the fundamental problems? When are we going to head on?
Stay there. We'll talk about what you think the fundamental problems are when we come back. And then I'll give you my response to that and more. Nick Fuentes is our guest. We're having a debate. We're having a discussion here, which the system doesn't want. But we're having it, and it's unfiltered and uncensored. He's saying whatever he wants. I'm saying whatever I want.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world.
We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Remember, we're still in over 400 radio stations, so we have 14 minutes of ads an hour, the industry standard. So I do enjoy doing a lot of the commercial-free podcast. You find it Band-Out Video as well. We did a three-hour one commercial-free this last Saturday with a major whistleblower from the Wuhan lab, the vice president of Eagle Health Alliance, proving Fauci created the bioweapon and released it and more. So incredibly important why the system wants us shut down. Now, Nick Fuentes is here with us, and he said going after Bill Gates and And the Bilderberg Group is kind of this esoteric, little-known thing, but he's going up against the Jews. Well, I mean, folks, in case you've woken up and looked around, the entire WEF is calling the shots. The big mega banks are running the show. They're coming after our bodies. They're trying new lockdowns, new force injections. That is not some esoteric little side issue that we're covering. In fact, no one was really covering it until we started hammering it in the last 28 years. So I'm very proud of that. That's what my films and books like The Great Reset and The War for the World are about. Now, I'm not saying Nick Fuentes doesn't have a right to say what he's saying or bring up what he's saying, because separately, the ADL is brainwashing school children on record that being white is inherently bad and teaching kindergartners and first graders they are bad because they're white. Well, I mean, Hitler taught people were bad because of what group they were. So I'm like, I see the ADL as Hitler, and then people that are supposedly opposing it say, well, Hitler, you know, compared to them is good. That's where I have the real breaking point. And so I asked the question earlier, and I want you to be able to get back into your point about the power structure and what you're doing. You'll have the floor for a few minutes. I'll shut up. But what about what I asked earlier that I forgot to get back to? The ADL wants $500 million. They want more control over society because of Kanye West, Ye's little comments here. I get he's obviously not a threat. He doesn't control people's bank accounts. That's a joke. But then people say, is Ye really working for them to first wear a red hat, say he's a Trump supporter, and now come out and do this? I've been around him. I've talked to him a lot for a long time, and I really don't think that's the case. Just to clear this up, I saw some of your supporters saying, you know, Nick is so nice and got Kanye to his office and got him on air and introduced him to Kanye and to Ye, and then Jones did all that to poor Nick. I've been talking to Ye for a long time. He never come on the show. I gave his number to other folks to come on, to Milo Yiannopoulos. He got Nick Fuentes in touch with him. So people want to blame me for this whole fiasco, I guess, involved. But that was me saying, here, get him on their shows. That's fine. Go where you want to go. They wanted to talk to him. I gave him the number for all of the groypers out there that are living in La La Land. Okay? So that's another little point I want to get to. Now I'm going to shut up. But what about this issue of him actually being the biggest fundraiser ever for the ADL? What do you say to that?
Well, I would say it's ridiculous. I think anybody that knows Ye knows that he doesn't work for anybody other than God. And his actions prove that. And I think if you've had a conversation with him for more than 10 minutes, you know that. He's one of the most authentic, sincere people I've ever met. And like I said, people that meet him for 10 minutes, they come up and hug him in the street. They know that. As far as him being a fundraiser for the ADL, it flies in the face of the fact that if there were no ADL, he would be leading a great awakening. But it was the ADL that wants to shut him down. If the ADL was so in love with what he was doing, why would they go to Twitch, as an example, and say that any streamer that platforms Ye on their channel is going to get banned, and have Twitch remind everybody, tap at the sign and say, we prohibit hatred, we prohibit hate speech, and so on. The ADL is working overtime to make sure that he's deplatformed from Twitter, deplatformed from Twitch, that nobody can have him on their show. If it was really such a benefit to them, you'd think that they'd be going around promoting that stuff. And that gets back to
that's why I raised the point. I know I don't think he works for the ADL, and I agree with you.
Right, and it gets back to the point which I was making before the break, which is that there is this, I think, very pernicious mindset that a lot of people have, that if you start to really go after the power structure, if you really say, you know what, it's Jewish gangsters, you know what, it's the Zionists, it's Israel, people have this idea in their head that there's something that's not clever or not subtle about this, that we've got to hide and be careful and play games. I don't want to play games. That's why I'm up with Ye, because Ye's not playing games anymore. I know that Ye's not going to be at the Republican Jewish Coalition retreat in Vegas begging the Jews to endorse them for the 24 run. I know he's not going to be at the ZOA begging the Zionists for their favor, for their patronage in the race, like Trump did. I know he's not going to take $100 million from Sheldon Adelson and do all kinds of favors for Israel and leave Christians and white Americans out to dry. So, you know, we have to have the fight. Eventually, we've got to lean in and go in. We're in a war, not, of course, violently, but we've got to lean in and actually fight on the battlefield and have the confrontation. So many people in politics want to rationalize, and this isn't you, because you're a courageous man, and we love you. We see you as an uncle, quite honestly. I've been watching you since I was in high school, and all the Groypers have. We love you. But there are a lot of people in the institutions who are going to rationalize their cowardice by saying, oh, that's just not smart to say that. Oh, well, it wasn't strategic to say that. Well, at some point, whether it be now, then, later, we've got to say, you know what? The Jews are not going to control the destiny of America. Israel can no longer control the destiny of America. 1776 happened because we wanted to break away from a country thousands of miles away, dictating to us what was happening in our own country. But now we're subordinating ourselves to Israel in exactly the same way.
Sure, Nick. I mean, sure. So let me have a few minutes now. There's no doubt that there's foreign powers and corporations controlling America. And there's no doubt that there's a couple different big Jewish lobbies that are powerful. And there's the Chi-Com lobby and a bunch of other lobbies. But when you said earlier, well, you cover Bill Gates and the WEF and some obscure, you know, stuff. Those guys literally have penetrated the governments, the cabinets. They're running things. They want a eugenics, depopulation, world government operation. And if you actually look who fills it up, it's a bunch of former, you know, Nazis, grandkids, and German royalty. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. I'm saying the real power structure is a scientific transhumanist movement. And while we're all down here battling over all these different ethnic systems, they are taking over. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and I understand that. I just think that a lot of it is obfuscation. I think that, like, for example, the World Economic Forum is a forum. And when you look at who goes to Davos for the retreat, it's all the top government leaders. It's all the business leaders. And they all are beholden to Jewish interests. So that'd be like saying, you know, we're going to hold a conference in a Sheraton hotel and say the Sheraton hotel is the problem, not the people occupying it and giving the speeches and their background.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Bilderberg Group is the most powerful organization in the world from our research. The World Economic Forum is their mouthpiece. So when we say that, I mean, this is the real supreme mafia, in my view. You know, George Soros is there, all this. So let me raise this. You bring up the head of the ADL going on programs, and here's a clip, saying, well, since Ye says we have power, we had to use our power in crushing. Why would he even say that? Talk about a dog whistle. Here it is.
All of proving somebody like Kanye, right? Because Kanye says, hey, Jewish people have all the power, and then he loses everything.
Well, look, the insidious nature of anti-Semitism and these tropes about power is Kanye can say these things. Jews have all the power, they're controlling everything. And if we don't get him, you know, if we don't deal with that, the myth spreads and it takes root.
If we don't get him, if we don't shut him down, the myth spreads. Wow. He's saying exactly what Ye is saying.
That's right. Well, and that's exactly what I'm trying to get at here is when you go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and I'm not saying you meaning you, but anybody for that matter, when anybody goes on Twitter and says, you could say Bill Gates runs the media, you could say the World Economic Forum runs the media. We have to acknowledge there is this strain of thought in conservatism where it's taking us in a direction that the elites are not afraid of, the elites don't really care about, and we know that because of the enforcement. We know that it's like that plane with all the bullet holes in it that comes back and they say, you know, where are we going to fortify the plane? Well, the planes that are coming back with the bullet holes, those are the places where the plane can afford to be shot. And it's sort of the same thing when you go on Twitter and say, you know, Bill Gates runs the media, the Chi-Com runs the media, crickets. But you go on Twitter and say the Jews run the media, and you have the ADL chairman going to Adidas, pulling your billion-dollar deal.
Well, Nick, I got to disagree with you there. They've been really suppressing us with the WEF and the New World Order and Bill Gates. They've been sent, that came out in the documents. They have been censoring the living hell out of people challenging that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Is our guest. We're having a debate here, a discussion about these issues. He says he's going to take phone calls coming up later in the next hour and some of the other big issues. But so, Nick, watching what the ADL is doing, watching what the left's doing and their racial-based political system, how do you see this shaking out? What do you see happening the next few years with all of this? Because I got to tell you, I actually saw the corporate media come out against you and Ye on the air, and I personally, you know, don't like any flavor of authoritarianism, and thought it was more of a publicity stunt, just what I picked up from it. I mean, I don't know what was planned. You're saying it wasn't planned. I believe you, because it felt completely unplanned. But at the end of the day, people have their First Amendment. How do you see this attempt to crush everybody going? Elon Musk is, I think, not perfect, but he's going a long way. The power structure is totally discredited. And what I saw on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, everywhere else, without even trying to look, was most people liked it. They weren't even anti-Semitic. They weren't even against the Democratic Party and all that. But they were really, really just sick of the censorship, saying, screw it, burn down the whole world. Is that what you're getting at?
Something like that, but it's a little bit bigger because it is poignant. It's not just sort of this directionless, hey, screw it, burn it all down. It's a lot more directed and precise, which is we're going to finally say it with our chest. A lot of people, I think, were dissatisfied with the Trump presidency in the first term and seemingly how little progress we made. That's something I'd sort of told him at the dinner was, look, in 2016, the message was sort of insufficient. Here we are in 24, coming up on the 24th cycle, and it seems like it's been moderated. It's more moderate than it was in 16. Things are getting worse. We're running out of time. And we're retreating. We're moving backwards. So in terms of joining up with Ye and getting on board with this movement, it's about getting behind a guy who's saying we need to hold America to a Christian standard. It's about saying we need to call out the Jewish media. And he's been saying, look, we don't care about your honestly, we don't care about your grandmother that died in the Holocaust. I'm sorry. That's always what they come with. It's always the guilt trip. It's the emotional propaganda. I know that sounds callous. I know that sounds insensitive. But it's no different than any of this other racial grievance politics over slavery or over colonization or genocide. I see no difference between AOC calling us colonizers and these Jewish groups calling us Holocaust deniers. It's the same weaponization of racial grievance to browbeat us into submission. We've got to make our country free and independent and strong, and that means
so what you're saying is what you're saying is the left keeps calling everybody Hitler. The left keeps saying all white people are bad. The left keeps saying Western civilization is evil. And so you're saying, I didn't kill your great-grandparents, your grandparents. I don't deserve to be called this. So if you're going to call me this, I'm going to go ahead and embrace it. What you're saying is you're not going to live in guilt anymore.
That's exactly right. We can't change the past, and God bless all the victims of every tragedy in human history, but that's 2022. We live in America.
Well,
I mean
let's talk about this. They've got national statistics out that are pretty accurate. 2% of the South owned slaves during slavery. That's a very conservative number. It might have been lower, but 2%. And something like maybe 10% of white population in the U.S. had some ancestor involved in slavery. But somebody getting off an airplane from Poland or from Russia or from Czechoslovakia or from Germany or from the Netherlands who never had an ancestor involved with slavery or from Iceland is immediately told you owe reparations and you're a bad person for what you never did or your family never did. That is preposterous. At the same time, I am sad that George Soros helped round up Jews and get them killed. I am sorry that Hitler did things, but I didn't do it. Both my grandfathers went and fought Hitler, and then I get the ADL up there saying I'm Hitler. So I understand that perspective. I just don't get then using Hitler as a touchstone because I don't see Hitler as a good person.
Well, I like what Scott Adams said about it, which is that it sort of reframes the entire debate. I mean, have you considered, and Richard Spencer said this as well, and I think we disagree on a lot. He's not a Christian, and that's a big source of disagreement. But what about this fact that our entire morality and our whole political spectrum is defined by Hitler? It's like reductio ad Hitler. Every argument has to come back to, well, Hitler was the most evil one, so whoever's the most proximate to Hitler is the worst one, is the bad one. I'm a Christian. I'm from Chicago. I was born in 1998. Hitler, the Holocaust. What does this have to do with me? What does this have to do with our country?
It's a rejection of the Hollywood ethos that we're all Hitler and Hollywood is God. I get it. Let's play a clip of Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert and philosopher. Since you raised that point, here it is.
I would not rule out the fact that Ye is trying to break the system, and he might. He's not trying to win the game. He's trying to throw the board up. You know what I mean? He knows he can't win the game because he didn't make the rules. The rules are made by other people, and he doesn't have an advantage there. So if he plays the game by its rules, he loses. But Ye is not the person who loses. It's not in his nature to not think he can succeed. So he just takes it to the next step. What is the next step? The next step is you throw the whole board over. So he came into Twitter with a Raelian logo that he might have known was not provocative in that context or as provocative. He may have tested the limits of Musk's free speech and broken. In my opinion, he broke Elon Musk. Elon Musk. And it wasn't because Elon Musk is dumb, because he's not. It's not because Elon Musk is uninformed.
And I'll tell you what the big takeaway here is. The media grabbed this story and then dropped it very quickly because they didn't like the way it was going. Did you notice that too, Nick?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're terrified. They don't want to have the conversation. And it's interesting because he goes on these shows and they browbeat him and they say, why did you say the DEF CON? Why did you say, don't you care? And he says, well, what about me? What about my contracts? What about what's going on in my world? And they say, well, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll follow up with that. You know, we'll circle back in a minute, but nobody's circling back. They don't care. And they see that in the comment sections on Twitter, they see in the polls, people agree with yay. More people. It's the same effect that there was in 16. They called it the silent Trump vote. I know you remember a lot of the Zoomers who follow me. They were like in middle school when the election happened. I was freshman in college. But they called it the silent Trump vote, where people agreed with Trump, but you know how the culture was. If you wear a MAGA hat, as I did on a college campus, people attacked me in public. They threw stuff at me. You know, they said nasty things about me online. And more people than many would care to admit feel the same way. They're like, we don't care about this Holocaust museum business. We're sick of this ADL coming around and saying there's 6 million and all this. It's ridiculous. It's in some sense, we're already past that point. If we're at that point of ridicule, if we're at that point of indifference, all that needs to happen is for the rest of the process to play out where types like Ye, people like Ye, visionaries, courageous people are going to stand up and say, you know, we don't care. Do whatever you want.
I mean, I just got to say, though, again, the other polar opposite should not be Hitler. It should be like George Washington or, you know, Jesus Christ. What do you want to cover next hour? And we'll also put your websites, Cozy TV, where people can find your show, and other shows. We'll put that on screen. We're at Infowars.com and Band.Video for the new viewers and people that are tuning in right now. But what do you want to hit next hour?
Well, I just want to say I agree with you about Jesus. It's Jesus first. He's our leader, not Hitler. Okay, we love Jesus, and we want Jesus to appoint a leader to follow in 24, and I think we'll get one. You can find me on cozy.tv/Nick, and for the next hour, I'd love to get into some of the other things Ye's been talking about. You know, he said a lot. He said a lot on the show. He talked a lot about pornography. He talked about the family, Instagram, trafficking. There's a lot that he's putting out there. It's such a shame that people are so hung up on the taboo, political
stuff.
Sure,
but he had to know the taboo. I get it. But you guys did bring up the taboo, and I think that's the whole point. But I think, you know, I have a clip of you saying that you didn't like Hitler. But then you...
Yeah.
So, were you a closet Hitler supporter before, and now you're a full Hitler?
I'm not a closeted Hitler supporter. And I want to say this. Are you calling me baby Hitler so the time travelers will kill me? You ever hear everybody always says, if you went back in time, would you kill some moral dilemma? Would you kill Hitler as a baby? Are you trying to confuse the time travelers?
I didn't think of that. All right, Nick, stay there. First Amendment, folks. People don't like it, but it's here. It's alive and well. And the people are waking up. They're saying no to censorship. And that's why we should have every idea out. We have an open, free debate about it. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We're fighting the globalists toe-to-toe. We need funds to stay on air. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Life, incredible products, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, still in stock, but selling out quickly. And the new line, InfoWars MD, is so amazing. We've got 95% curcuminoid with the new product, Turmeric 95. We've also got the great nootropic Mushroom Blast, Mushroom Boost. It's all there. So many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But seriously, that whole line is amazing. The first 10 products are out. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Ageless Vitality, Superfood Greens, and more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100.
ShopSuperTea.com.